Okay, a very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Rosh Hashanah, Yud Tes, Rosh Hashanah 19a, pagination page 37. We are about halfway down on the page, in the middle of a line, Masiv Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. Our topic is something called Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis was a special compilation of special dates on the Jewish calendar where you're not supposed to have a fast day because something momentous, something special happened on that day. In general, if I'm allowing myself foreshadowing here, in general, Batla Megillas Tainis, we don't follow Megillas Tainis, and the dates that are listed there for the most part, we don't consider actively sacred dates. With the exception, as the Gemara in Amud Beis says, of Chanukah and Purim, they became true holidays. But the Gemara over here tries to bear some sort of proof towards whether Megillas Tainis is active or not, in that there was an incident which happened clearly after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the time of the Roman Empire. And we find that it looks like they still were dealing with Megillas Tainis because they commemorated a date, the 28th of Adar, as a special date. So it seems that Megillas Tainis is still active. Again, if I allow myself the foreshadowing, it's a machlokes whether Megillas Tainis is still active or not active. We hold it's not active. But this source material that we're going to do now, which is fascinating in its own right, is following the opinion that Megillas Tainis is still active even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It goes as follows. Be'esrim u'taman yobei, on the 28th of Adar, osas besurta tovsa liyehudai, a good piece of news came to the Jews, delo ye'idun me'oraisa, that they would not be forced to be removed from the Torah. What was the story? Shegozra hamalchus gezeira, the Roman Empire made a legislation, shaloyasku b'Torah, three things. They should not toil in Torah, v'shaloyemolu esbeneyem, they shouldn't do mila circumcision, v'sheyichalu shabbosos, and they have to desecrate Shabbos. Three things. Torah, mila, and Shabbos. Ma'osa Yehuda ben Shamua v'chaveirov, what did Yehuda ben Shemua and his friends do? Holchu v'natlu esa mimatronisa achas. They went to a certain Roman matron, a respectable woman. Shekol gedoli romi mitzuyin etzlo. That everybody visited her. She was a player in the political world. Amra lohem, and she told them, listen to this, ba'u v'efkinu balayla. Go do a demonstration at night. Have you ever heard the word hefginu? It's today's Hebrew word, a hafgana, a demonstration. She told them, do a demonstration at night. Why at night? The Mefarshim say, the place is quiet, and you're pounding through the streets. The voice carries, and it's a little spooky. It's going to shake people up that something's serious. Holchu v'efkinu b'layla. They listened to her, and they made this demonstration at night. Amru. And this is what they said. Ishamayim, for heaven's sake, in heaven's name, lo achichem anachnu, are we not your brothers? Velo b'nei av echad anachnu, are we not children of the same father? Velo b'nei im achas anachnu, are we not the children of the same mother? Ma nishtaninu mikol uma v'loshan, why are we different than any other nation? Sha'atem gozum aleinu gezeiros kashos, that you're making these terrible legislations against us, against our religion, ubitlum, and the Romans annulled the decree. V'oso hayom asa'uhu yomtif, and that day they declared as a yomtif. V'isakadaitech, and if you're going to tell me, batla Megillas Tainis, that there is no Megillas Tainis, Kamaisa bottle, the original ones are bottle, they're nullified. Achronaisa Mosifin, why would they be adding to Megillas Tainis in the time of the Roman Empire if you're telling me it's over? The Gemara proves that this Yehuda ben Shamua was way after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Rashi gives a very nice little piece of lineage of history that Yehuda ben Shammua was a student of Reb Meir, and Reb Meir was a student of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was a student of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer was a student of Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai is the big player when Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So if you follow this, it's quite clear that he was way after this. Why would they be introducing a new special date? And if you turn over to the second side of the Gemara, on the top line, in the middle of the line, the Gemara acknowledges Tanoihi, excuse me, it's indeed a machlokes Tanoim, the Tanya, Hayomim ha'elu aksuvim b'Megillas Tainis, these dates that are written in Megillas Tainis, whether it's the time that the Beis HaMikdash is standing, when it's the time that the Beis HaMikdash is already destroyed, Asurim Divrei Reb Meir, Reb Meir holds you're not allowed to fast on them, they remain as holidays. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi, which is the way we follow, Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam Asurim, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, so there was a sense of celebration, so you weren't allowed to fast on these days. Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, but if the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, Mutarim, you're allowed. Mipnei she'evel hu lahem, we don't have that level of joy. V'hilchasa, and the halacha is, like I mentioned, batlu, there's no Megillas Tainis nowadays. V'hilchasa, but the halacha is, lo bitlu, it wasn't nullified. Talk about enigmas. The Gemara is stating both sides of the fence. Kasha hilchasa, hilchasa, I understand this is bothering you. Lo kasha, let it not bother you. Kan b'chanukah u'purim, we're talking about Chanukah and Purim, so Megillas Tainis stands. Kan b'sha'or yomi, but referring to other dates, those dates were annulled when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Going back to this very interesting demonstration, they make a declaration to the Roman Empire. Are we not your brothers? Are we not children of the same father? Are we not children of the same mother? What are they trying to say? So the Mefarshim and Ein Yaakov elaborate on this very beautifully. And they say that these three statements are corresponding to the three that were being threatened, the three mitzvahs that were being threatened. Lo achichem anachnu, are we not brothers? Yaakov and Esav, Esav the father of the Roman Empire, and Yaakov the father of the Jewish people, they were brothers. They were both being offered Torah. If you didn't take it, you didn't take it. But we were both offered Torah. Are we not children of the same father, Yitzchak? Yitzchak is, you'll excuse the expression, but he's Mr. Mila. Yitzchak is the first one. He's Avram does it, Ben Shmonas Yomim, on the correct day. Our father Yitzchak was Mila. And V'lo b'neim Eim Achas Anachnu, are we not children of the same mother? Rivka was known that her preparation for Shabbos was just like Sarah's. The challah, the anon, the ner, very similar, that's what she was known for Shabbos. So we're saying to them, you know, we have arguments on each one of these things, that we have a commonality with you. Now, what's interesting here is that they said it in a question. Lo achichem anachnu, are we not brothers? They didn't say we are brothers. Because in reality, Esav went and did his own thing. And to say that we are brothers is not correct. It's a bizayon for Torah. It's not true. But you're allowed to ask it as a question and let the Romans think whatever they want to think. And the result was they thought, listen, we have a commonality. Why, in fact, are we taking it out on the Jews? And as a result, they were able to have the decree annulled. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.